And it's summer, so we're plunging into bodies of water. And people like me are worrying. I worry. I was once caught in a riptide. What a nightmare. Earlier this month, a Massachusetts paddleboarder was swept out to sea by heavier-than-expected winds. But she used an Apple Watch to call 911. That call was forwarded to the harbor master, who deployed a boat who rescued the stranded paddler. In a minute, some of the technologies that might help us all in a crisis. But first, we've reached Swampscott, Massachusetts harbor master William Waters. Yes, that is his name. Harbor Master Waters, was this a first, a call on an Apple Watch?
Yes, definitely a first for me.
Oh, boy. And so when you reached the paddleboarder, how relieved was she to have had this technology?
She was very relieved. She had been blown offshore, and she was quite tired from trying to paddle. But she was able to, use her technology to get a hold of 911. And when we showed up, she was pretty happy to see us, and very, very fortunate she had that device on.
Yeah, I bet you were happy she had it on too, because this could have ended badly.
Well, it could have, because without communication, there was really no boats on the water that day because of the high winds. So, she would have been blown off way offshore, yeah, further than she was. She was pretty lucky that day.
Well, look, as we're going to find out, these are expensive devices. I mean, not everyone,
yes,
can have one. But you've had some other rescues just, recently, right?
Yes, this past weekend, we the same situation. High winds blew a family of four off of a beach in Swampscott, and that was a 911 call. We were able to retrieve those four victims, and they were unharmed. And
they were in a kayak.
Yes, they were in kayaks and a paddleboard. A family of four, two young children, and a husband and wife. And yesterday, two young adults were blown off Kings Beach in Swampscott on a flotation device. And fearing they were going to be blown out to sea, they tried to swim in, and they weren't very strong swimmers, and they had to be rescued.
So, look, first of all, inflatables, people, are they're not anchored, so be careful with those. But
correct.
What do you think about this notion of, Apple Watches, a device where, somebody, if they can afford such a thing, what do you think about that?
Well, obviously, what happened, it's a great tool, something I never thought about before, but... I'm thinking of purchasing one myself, because the technology is great. And anytime you're out on the ocean and you have an extra way to communicate with safety personnel, it's always a good thing.
Harbor Master Bill Waters, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that incident and other ones got us thinking about some of the new safety features of the newest Apple Watches. So we've brought in Lauren Good, senior writer and tech expert with Wired Magazine, who joins us from San Francisco. Lauren, welcome.
Hi, Robin. Thanks for having me.
Well, I have to tell you, as someone who was caught in a riptide once, I'm going to get one of these things because it just sounds...
Yeah, that really is everybody's worst nightmare.
Yeah, and it just sounds, so... marvelous, but I know there are some, some cautions. So let's first talk through the features. The 911 feature, we've seen a few reports. We'll talk about how people are using it, but how does it work?
So this is something that Apple refers to as SOS, and it is built into the Apple Watch. There are two physical buttons on the side of the Apple Watch. One of them is known as the digital crown, and that's kind of how you get to all of your apps and scroll through things. And then there's this flat side button. And fortunately, I've never had to use this, but apparently if you hold down that side button for long enough, you can trigger this SOS feature, which ultimately calls 911 or the emergency service that is local to your area. Mm-hmm. So there are some caveats that come with this, mm-hmm, in terms of which Apple Watch you have to have in order for this to work without your phone nearby. But with the right combination of technology and with certain models of Apple Watch, you can use the watch to call emergency services.
Okay, so that's key. Make sure there's different models. So make sure, depending on what you want to use yours for, that it can, be waterproof, or it doesn't have to be, right next to your phone, or whatever the consideration is. So you want to do that. But you talk about this flat button on the side, and we're reading accounts of, people putting their hand in their pocket, and the next thing you know, they turn around and the EMTs are there. Because it called 911.
Yes, you can inadvertently press this flat side button on the side of your watch and trigger the SOS function. Now, there are some alerts put into place. So there's a countdown and there are sounds that let you know the call is about to be made. You can actually cancel the call. There's also a feature that automatically sends a text message to your emergency contacts once an SOS call has been placed. You can intercept those before the text messages are sent if you have the right settings in place. But it is a very real thing that some people are probably accidentally triggering this SOS.
So just the simple, and it's actually kind of miraculous when you think about it, but being able to call 911, is it a special data plan that you need on your phone, or is it just included in the watch? What is this?
My understanding is that the SOS emergency calling feature is offered on Apple Watch Series 1 and later, but it's going to work differently. So if you have one of the latest Apple Watches, which is Apple Watch Series 4 or Apple Watch Series 3, which came out, I guess, the fall prior to that, those have cellular service options built in. They have the eSIM that is required in order for you to actually activate a cell service. So in the case of this paddleboarder, even if you didn't have your phone on you, provided there was cellular service, you could make the call from your watch. Mm-hmm. Once you get into the earlier models of Apple Watches, you can still make the call, but you have to have your phone nearby because your phone ultimately is what would wirelessly connect to the watch and make the phone call. You would have to be near a known Wi-Fi network because the call would have to be made over Wi-Fi in the case of just using the watch. If the watch doesn't have GPS, it's not going to use GPS to locate you. It's going to use that known Wi-Fi network.
Okay. All things to consider. Let's move to another feature. This is one that will give off an alert if you've fallen. So just to the fact that something detects when you've fallen, how does it know that you haven't, you know, gone out into the yard to look at the stars? I've revealed too much. But how does it know that you're not just laying down?
Many of these devices are using combinations of accelerometers and gyroscopes and different sensors that are able to track your movement. But it's not just having the ability to track your movement that really makes the difference with features like this. It's the algorithms that are built in order to process that information and say, okay, we've matched this occasion, this incident against another data set, and we have determined that this looks like a fall. Typically, there's some type of arm movement that's associated with those kinds of falls, and typically there might be some type of impact that's different from a normal sort of profile of falling. And so that's how they think they're able to identify it.
Well, we understand on the Apple Watch, the device will contact you to see if you're okay. So that is one thing that it will do, and you'll have an opportunity to say, no, I haven't fallen. If you don't respond within a minute, the fall detection feature automatically calls the emergency services and shares the location. So there's that. Automatically enabled for wearers 65 years and older, and then others have to activate it through an app.
That's correct. So what you're describing is actually the combination of the first feature we talked about, the SOS feature, and the fall detection.
Talk about the Apple Watch feature. It's an EKG feature. It's heart detection.
That's correct. And this is something that, once again, is limited only to Apple Watch Series 4. It was rolled out late last year. It's an app that takes EKG recordings. It's looking basically for patterns that could potentially suggest something like atrial fibrillation, which the CDC estimates affects a lot of people, somewhere between 2.7 and 6.1 million Americans. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that It will detect your heart patterns, and perhaps if you were someone who had an arrhythmia that had gone undetected for years and years and you just had no idea, it could potentially present some data to you that suggests, hey, you should really go to a doctor and get this looked at. But for the most part, I don't think this is something that's going to really be game-changing or life-changing for a lot of people. There have also been some concerns that perhaps with some type of quote-unquote over-screening that perhaps it could make people unnecessarily sort of paranoid. It could give too much insight into somebody's health. It certainly got a lot of headlines at the time that Apple announced it because it was an FDA-cleared, which is, by the way, different from FDA-approved, an FDA-cleared application. And it shows how serious Apple is about monitoring your health. But I don't think it's something that the average, the average Apple Watch user is necessarily going to run out and buy the Apple Watch Series 4 just because it has this.
That's Lauren Good, senior writer and tech expert with Wired Magazine in San Francisco. Lauren, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
So, do you have a story to tell about a wearable device? Is it life-saving? Or are you one of those who, text our already overwhelmed 911 system by putting your hand in your pocket and accidentally calling? Share at hereandnow.org.